correct?
No, not now. Yesterday happened, and day before yesterday. Today, you know, there's nobody fleeing, but that's the news of yesterday and day before yesterday.
What's been happening today?
Today it's very stable. The city is totally closed down. We are in open strike, and no any attack has come to the city. Once small few on motorcycles with machine gun, they try to come to shoot and they run away once the people scream on them. That's all small, no military, no appearance for any security. And even the tankers around the city, they have started morning to move them away.
Is the electricity back home?
Yeah, it has been back home yesterday around, I guess, 2 o'clock. It was off for about 7 hours. And when the people of Hama, they start sending warnings to the government. If you did not bring back the water and the electricity, both they were closed down. If you did not bring it back, we'll shut down the whole Syria electricity.
Because the main, how could they do that?
Yeah, the all the main high voltage towers are passing through Hama, which is coming from Turkey and which is coming from the Al-Furat water dam, and which is coming from Maharda generating station. All passing through Hama.
But, and how could the city bring those down?
Yeah, they can put some explosive and blow up one bridge. The whole line will be shut down from both ends. So that after this this is a threat, this message, immediately within half an hour, water and electricity came back.
And it's been back ever since?
Yeah. No cut after that.
And how many arrests have there been in the city? Do you know?
We don't know. Only Sunday morning they start arresting, and they have taken around between 20 and 40. Then the uprising started, and the people ran away and closed the city. And there was very minor catches after that. They are not able to get into the city. The city is blocked up by Hama people. There's barricades all around the entrances, tires and stones and steel, and people are guarding the city 24 hours a day.
Is there any fighting on the with the army today?
No. Only day before yesterday.
So they're keeping back? So they're keeping back the army?
Yeah, no army, no. Nobody trying to enter. This today from one side, 6 buses try to get in. These people start screaming on them, they run away. The only trial has happened today.
What do you think will happen tomorrow? A big demonstration?
No. This is strike is just bigger than the demonstration. People will keep guarding the city. Demonstration will go just locally, moving in the close areas. We will not go in big demonstration and leave the sides of the city open for them. People will keep guarding the city, preventing anybody to get in.
So it won't be like last week?
Yeah, last week it was open and nobody objected the demonstration. But now the government will try to break down this strike. And the people defending this strike until our demand given up. The people want this to go out, and we need our freedom. That's what they are saying. They will not. They will keep on open strike till they collapse. We don't know. It'll go 10 days, 20 days, 1 month, 2 months. We don't know how long this strike will go up.
But for now, it's quiet.
Yeah, we are safe. We are quiet. No attack because all the world watching what they are doing. I don't think they'll go to do something silly. Because once anybody coming, 100 and 200,000 getting down to the street with the stones and woods. So without any weapons, just fighting, defending the city with these stones and woods.
Okay, Omar, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.